Hey everyone, welcome to episode 5 of the Better Mistakes podcast. With me as always is Rachel.
Hello. We're doing things a little bit different today because you are the one that corresponded with our guest, if you will. So we're going to hear today about
Justin.
Okay.
Yep, that's the name. That's what we're going to call him.
Okay.
And Justin sent me an email. And it was kind of vague, so I kind of corresponded with him a few times to get some clarification. But let me tell you where we're at. Justin is 8 years old.
I'm sorry, 18 years old.
Yeah. He's a high school graduate. He works at a fast food place. And he's got a girlfriend who, you know, he loves very much and believes that she is the one. All right? That's like his soulmate for the rest of his life. Okay?
Okay.
They've been dating for 7 months.
Uh-huh.
And they've been living together since 4 days after they met.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. At her parents' house, which she shares with her younger siblings. And get this, her 2-year-old son.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah. So, recently, during what Justin describes as the coldest day of the year, at 1 in the morning, she, you know, tried to kick him out. All right? He didn't want to leave because he's got no place to go.
Of course.
He doesn't have a car, and he, according to him, he burned the bridges with his mother.
Oh, wow.
All right? So he's got nowhere to go. So she called the police.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the police apparently sided with Justin saying, hey, you know, he lives here. He's been staying here for 7 months. All his belongings are here. You got to evict him, right? So, you know, that's where we're at. Justin is seeking relationship advice.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot going on there.
Yep. Yep, 4 days. That's fast.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, look, when you're young, I mean, you know, 4 days, a lot can happen. But I'll tell you one thing that shouldn't happen. And that's moving some dude in with your, you know, year-old son at the time. But we'll address that. So, Justin, I don't even know where to start. Anyone who is going to kick you out at 1 a.m. on the coldest day of the year, knowing you have nowhere to go, no way to go, right? So, you don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about you.
Yeah, they are not concerned.
Because if I was kicking out a roommate, a girlfriend, whatever, and they had nowhere to go, and they had no car, and it was cold outside, you know, like really cold outside, I don't think I would do it that late at night. Right? I mean, that would be... It's just not something that a decent person would do.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you survived this one, right? Well, I guess you apparently did, right? You got to stay. What happens next week? What happens next month?
Mm-hmm.
You got nowhere to go, but that doesn't mean that, you know, these people got to put up with you forever. You said that you burned the bridges with your mom. And, you know, that may be true. I don't know. But let me tell you, it takes a lot to get your mother, of all people, to disown you. So I believe you should really work on mending that relationship, no matter what. Especially because at this point, you're going to be begging people for a place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Your blood is thicker than water. I'm sure no matter what, she's your mom. You can fix whatever it is. She's not completely done with you. She carried you for 9 months. That means a lot.
Yeah. And it's not just, you know, blood, like a blood cousin or whatever. It's your mom, man. Like, it's in her to look out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you said you burn your bridges with her, and I want to believe you, right? When people tell you something, you know, I mean, I have no reason not to believe you. But, I mean, what did you do to get your mom to not care about you, right? So, apparently, you know, you got kicked out by her mom or whatever. You burn your bridges with her. And now you're burning your bridges with this girl and her family. You know, what does that take to do that to two people at such a young age? Are you the problem? Are you the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to move on with another girl and beg for her to let you stay there and
be right back in the same boat?
Yeah, and then burn your bridges with her and then complain about how unlucky you are and how you keep meeting, you know, girls that aren't the one, but you get kicked out. I don't know, man. I think you need to take a look at what you're doing. Take a look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, also, it's easy to kick you out. He doesn't pay any rent. I'm going to mention that. But he doesn't pay any rent. And I know, man, look, if you're working fast food, you're not making a ton of money, okay? That, you know, it's impossible, I believe, to have your own place at that salary. It's not really designed for that. That doesn't mean that you and a coworker or a high school friend can't find a place together. It's not going to be a nice place, I can tell you that. That's the good thing about being 18. See, I have standards, right? Like when I'm looking for a place, I want to have this, this, and that. But you're 18, man. All you need is a room and probably a mattress on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Or a couch.
Yep. You don't need any name brand furniture.
Yeah, you know.
You can get some thrifted furniture.
Yeah, you're not trying to live in a nice neighborhood. You're just trying to have a roof over your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that, you know, you could probably manage that, you know, with a roommate. If you had your own place, if you had a car, if you contributed money, man, I bet it wouldn't be as easy to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you paid $150 a month, which you could afford that. They're going to use $150 a month to pay for cable or pay utilities or buy food. So when she says, I'm going to kick him out, the parents are thinking, no, hold on, wait a minute. We like that money, right? We like that extra income. So make yourself
valuable.
Yeah, valuable, right? If you're buying all the baby's diapers and, you know, all the baby food or whatever, they're going to miss you when you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, man, you're real easy to get rid of because you don't contribute anything. other than physical companionship. So, but you know what? I mean, there is literally a lot of dudes out there who can provide the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you got nothing special. But man, here's the other thing, man. She's got a 2-year-old. Like, are you sure you want that job? You want to be a dad or a stepdad at 18?
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. I mean, I don't know. You know what you're getting yourself into. I mean, you're going to want to do things and you won't be able to do them.
Yep.
With, you know, with the...
You got to take care of the kid.
Yeah. Maybe right now you haven't encountered that yet. Because working in a fast food place, you have no money. You know, you're probably not going on any trips or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But that will change. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's the one.
I don't think so either. I mean, if you guys are already fighting, you've only been together for 7 months, that's still your honeymoon phase of your relationship, and she's already trying to kick you out, that's not boding well for you, guy.
Yeah. And, you know, we already said she doesn't care about you, right? Because if you care about somebody, you don't do that to them. Mm-hmm. At that time, under those conditions. Mm-hmm. Breaking up, man. Hey, man, that's just part of life. But you don't put someone out on the street at 1 a.m. unless, you know, you don't care about them at all. Or it's something that's really egregious, right? You know, if you hit her or something like that. But if that was the case, I'm sure your the police would have handled it, right? Or her parents would have handled it. So.
But that would take you back to the whole moving in with somebody that you don't know after 4 days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have to address that. So, Justin, let me put you on hold for a second, man, and talk to your girl. Who the hell lets a dude they just met 4 days ago move in with their, at that time, 1-year-old, right? 1 or 1.5-year-old?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, you're not thinking right, girl.
Not at all. I mean, and this is why kids shouldn't have kids. Because you're not, you know, I guess motherly instincts skipped you.
Or you're too young to have them. I mean, some people don't develop that maternal instinct until later, but that goes back to you as an 18-year-old. Shouldn't have a child.
Well, yeah, look, what's done is done. She's got the child. Yeah. But, and I thought motherly instincts came with the baby, you know what I mean? Like with getting pregnant and giving birth.
Yeah.
Apparently you don't have those. Apparently, your need for male companionship overrides the need to protect your baby. Yeah, I said that.
Mm-hmm. The baby comes first.
Yeah. And if you keep doing that, you're going to endanger that child. Mm-hmm. You're going to put him at risk of sexual molestation, of getting hurt, of getting killed. Mm-hmm. by somebody you literally just met.
And even if that's not the case, that's definitely worst case scenario. That's still, I mean, you're still putting that child through mental trauma from having to, I mean, this person who is not dad is moving in at such an early age and so quickly, and you're already kicking him out.
Yeah, moving out.
And I mean, what's to say you're not going to move on to somebody else? And then there's a constant, you know, that child is going to be constantly going through, you know, oh, is this guy dad? Is this guy dad? And you don't want that for your baby.
Yeah, and I'm not saying don't live your life, man. I mean, you know, you are 18 and, you know, you want to be doing physically, I mean, the things that other 18-year-old girls want to be doing.
Yeah.
So, cool, I get it. Do it. Not a problem.
But maybe hold off on introducing your baby to the guys.
Yeah, and if not introducing, at least moving in.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
But, you know, they live with her parents. Mm. So the grandparents dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, listen. She may not know any better.
But you do.
Or don't.
Apparently
right?
not, but you have an 18-year-old. You should know better.
Yeah. You have multiple kids because she lives with her siblings.
Yeah. You should have a little bit of concern for your grandchild, your 2-year-old grandchild. You want that baby to be safe.
Yeah, now you got not just someone, you know, in the same room with your grandchild or, you know, whatever, but also with your other children.
Yep.
And guys, really? You let this guy stay there without rent?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, that's up to you. You know what I mean? That's on you. But, okay. You know, whatever. I don't really understand it. But, yeah, so this girl, I'm more disappointed in her than I am in Justin. Because Justin, he's, look, at this point, man.
He's an 18-year-old dude.
Yeah. Yep. And unfortunately, I've known women who, I've worked with them, who get dropped off at work in their own car by their boyfriend who doesn't have a job. You're not there yet. You're 18, man. And you're working. I think you want to do right.
Yep.
You know, I know you said you think she's the one. I don't think she's, I mean, look, the one, right? What does that mean? Like, the one for the rest of your life, you know, the one for the next 5 years? I don't think she's either, right? Statistically speaking, I know she's not the one for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, is she the one for the next few years? Absolutely not. Why? Because she's kicking you out, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're not wanted there. So why are you going to be somewhere where you're not wanted? Other than, you have nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you in my house if the only reason you're here is because you have nowhere else to go. Right? So, you know, have some self-respect, you know, like, you got to get yourself out of that situation. And man, this is a good thing. What I'm telling you is,
you can only go up.
Yeah. You will get to know, spend quality time with, possibly love, and share great experiences with many other young ladies. And you'll look back and be like, oh my God, I thought this one girl was the one. And I'm glad, you know, you'll be glad it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you bring nothing to the table. You can talk her into letting you stay. You can talk the cops into explaining why you should stay. But really, you're not negotiating from a position of power because you bring nothing to the table. In the meantime, pay some rent, buy food, bring food from home from, you know, your job, at least for her siblings or her parents.
At the very least, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that would go some way into making yourself useful. Because, man, right now, she meets another guy. You know, maybe he's a year older, right? So he's got
a little bit more experience, life experience under his belt.
Yeah, you know, a little better job.
A little bit more stability.
Yeah, more stability. Maybe he's got a car. You know, I mean, some people get cars at 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, maybe he still lives with his parents, right? Maybe he's got a car, he's got a little better job, and he's a little bit older, so maybe he's got a little bit more experience, like, sexually, right? But he's still, like, 19 or 20, so he's still got it. And you're obsolete, man.
Yep.
You are obsolete. Unless you're, like, really funny or something.
Yeah.
That didn't come through in your email. So, man, just get yourself out, man. The minute someone threatens with kicking you out or whatever, you know what?
Let me go ahead and do you the favor. I'll take care of my own self.
Yeah, I'm going to head out.
You can do so much better.
Yeah, eventually you will.
You're 18. You're young.
Meaning, you know, you're 18. You're working, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're not living at home. You're not, you know, I mean, maybe it hasn't been easy so far. But you're willing to put in the work. So, man, maybe, call a recruiter or something, you know, leave town and, you know, you'll have yourself a good job by next month. Right? I mean, maybe that's what you need.
Yeah.
See the world.
Yeah.
You know, make some money, leave. You will look back and say, man, I'm glad I got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But man, I would really like to see you fix things with your mom. All right, number one. And not just because you need a place to stay, you know, but because she's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see you, you know, pay some rent while you're there with this girl and her family. Even if you guys break up, but hey, you know, I still need to be here for another month, you know, pay some rent. Don't try to work things out just so you have a free place to live, okay? That's pretty scummy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be begging different women for a place to sleep at night, you know? People do that. But you don't have to. And get yourself together. Get your stuff together and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Let this girl and her family continue to make, you know, these mistakes or hopefully learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, man, she's not the one. The next one you meet will probably also not be the one.
But it'll put you in a better position and a closer position to finding your happiness.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you should be wanting to explore.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural for a dude your age to want to explore as much as possible right now. You should be doing that. Don't try to settle down. Don't try to make something work that you know is not going to work. Just because you need a place to live. You're young, man. You can turn this around. I think within the next 3 months, he could be in a whole different spot.
Oh, definitely.
But not with this girl.
Mm-mm.
You know, not with this girl. So yeah, man, fix things with your mom. Pay some rent. Get a roommate. You know, get a friend and get a place together, right? Not a girlfriend. Okay, like a dude, a friend, or you know, a random stranger. Well, you know, people do that.
Oh, I know.
And get yourself out of there. Good riddance to this girl. You dodged a bullet. You're not ready to be a father. She's obviously not ready to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that changes.
Mm-hmm.
But do what you got to do, man. Good luck with this. Really, I wish that. I hope I hear from you, man. I hope I hear from you in 3 months or whatever, however long it takes. And say, hey, yep, I got myself out of there. And, you know, now I'm dating another girl and, you know, whatever. Things are good. I hope so.
Me too. Good luck, Justin.
All right, guys. That is it for Justin. That is it for this episode. As always, if you have any questions or any situations you want to throw our way, send us an email, bettermistakespodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to take a look and see what we can come up with. All right, together, I think we can come up with some good solutions. So until next time.
See you later, guys.